KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clouds, fog, and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy here today, a high of 77. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In the news, an Adams County woman was arrested Monday evening on a charge of child endangerment without injury. Sheriff's officials say 28-year-old Valerie Cross of Corning was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. on an Adams County warrant stemming from a warrant executed at her residence on July the 25th. Cross posted a $2,000 bond and was released while awaiting trial. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Well, the mosquito spread West Nile virus is appearing in the area, and the threat for persons to become infected is spreading as well. According to the Daily Nonpareil, human cases have been reported in Shelby County, and now a Sentinel chicken in Council Bluffs tested positive for the virus, which means humans are susceptible to coming down with it. This year's first human case of West Nile in Iowa was announced on July the 3rd by the Iowa Department of Public Health, and it was in a middle-aged man from Linn County who was not hospitalized. The Shelby County case was reported a couple of weeks later. Health officials say in that particular case, the patient was a woman aged 18 to 40 who also did not need to be hospitalized. About 20% of people infected with the West Nile virus will have mild to moderate symptoms such as fever, headache, body aches, and vomiting. Less than 1% of people infected become seriously ill, and rarely someone dies. There is no vaccine or medical treatment for the illness. Since West Nile virus first appeared in Iowa in 2002, it's been found in every county of the state, either in humans, horses, or birds. In 2012, there were 31 cases of West Nile virus and no deaths. The Iowa Department of Public Health recommends Iowans take some simple steps to reduce the risk of exposure to West Nile, and they include using an insect repellent with DEET, Bicaridin, IR3535, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. You should avoid outdoor activities at dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. Wear long-sleeved shirts, pants, shoes, and socks whenever possible outdoors, and eliminate standing water around your home, such as in bird baths. Police in Council Bluffs late Monday evening identified the truck driver who died in a fiery crash Sunday afternoon on Interstate 29. Authorities said the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny confirmed the victim of the crash was 54-year-old Samuel Meskich of Jacksonville, Florida. The ME's office said Meskich died as a result of internal injuries and not from the fire. All other aspects of the crash, including the cause, remain under investigation. Authorities say Meskich was traveling northbound on Interstate 29 at around 3:30 p.m. Sunday when, for reasons unknown, his semi crashed through the guardrail, separating the north and southbound lanes of traffic on I-29 at Avenue G. The rig went airborne and crashed into an embankment between the bridges before coming to rest and bursting into flames. A county official in western Iowa has been arrested and charged with drug possession. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
27-year-old Brooke Kuhlman, the Monona County auditor, was caught in a drug sting. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety, she unknowingly scheduled a drug buy from a state trooper shortly after he had seized a drug dealer's phone this past Sunday. Just after Kuhlman picked up the meth, she was pulled over by Onawa police and taken into custody. She's been charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kuhlman, a Democrat, won re-election to a second term as Monona County Auditor in 2012. I'm O.K. Henderson.
An Atlantic man was arrested Sunday. The Atlantic PD said Monday that 24-year-old Marshall Fisher was arrested on a charge of disorderly conduct. Fisher was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Police in Red Oak arrested an Emerson man Monday afternoon. 41-year-old Daryl Eugene Bredberg was taken into custody in the 400 block of East Washington Avenue at around 2:10 p.m. on a breach of peace charge. Fred Woodward's being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two men had been arrested recently. 27-year-old Lance Nicholas Schmidt of Omaha was arrested early Monday morning for violation of a protective order, and 47-year-old Carl David Galvin of Glenwood was arrested Friday night on a public intoxication charge. Galvin and Schmidt were being held in the Mills County Jail on $300 bond each. And a pickup truck reported stolen from Taylor County over the weekend was discovered Sunday in rural Union County. Lenox Police Department says the owner of the pickup reported at 9:30 a.m. Saturday he'd entered the Casey's parking lot in Lenox, parked his vehicle, and left the keys inside. When he returned, the keys were missing. The owner called a friend who picked the man up and brought him to his residence in Afton, where he had a spare set of keys. When he returned to the store's parking lot Sunday morning, the truck was gone. Area law enforcement agencies were notified, and the missing vehicle was found Sunday in rural Union County. The truck, a 2006 Chevy Silverado, was believed to have been taken sometime between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. on Sunday. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And in our funeral report, Mabel Root, age 105, who is formerly a Fontenelle, died Friday at the Clearview Home in Clearfield. A celebration of life service for Mabel Root will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.